And welcome back to Coast with Dr. Brooks Agnew. And the rest of your calls, they keep lining up, Brooks, so let's go and get some more. Of everything that you have learned, though, Brooks, in your studies of both physics and also tippy-toeing into spirituality, is there one area there that just fascinates you the most that still even you are baffled about?
I would have to say I'm fascinated by time travel. I don't understand it. I know there are a lot of paradoxes problems with it, both traveling back in time and traveling forward in time, but it still fascinates me, and physically it appears to be possible. But if it is possible, then surely someone from the future has already been back to where we are and either made alterations or made observations. We do see ancient writers, Isaiah, Moses, others, that seem to speak prophetically, and they speak accurately. Edgar Casey, another one, certainly had a lot of visions, wrote extremely accurate predictions, and a lot of them took place exactly as he predicted they would. So somehow, some way, there is a way to disconnect from time and bring back information. That fascinates me.
West of the Rockies, you're up with Dr. Brooks Agnew. Hi there.
Hi, George. Hey. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
This is Mike. I'm calling from Lihue, Kauai.
Oh, hi, Mike. Did you happen to see Stephen Fawcett fly overhead?
I looked for him, but I just didn't see him tonight. He must have been way up there.
He was up 45,000 feet, something like that.
Whoa. That's got to be pretty cold. my question was for Brooke. I was just wondering, Doctor, do you believe in reincarnation? Do you believe our souls are reincarnated?
I don't believe that our souls are reincarnated as animals or fish or birds, but there may be a possibility
like
that
other forms of coming back as a king or something like that.
I've read about it. We certainly see a lot of people that testify to it throughout the ages, Indians, Hindus, but personally, I don't carry that belief.
So you believe this is our last chance on Earth, and that's it?
It's hard to take an opinion. This may be the last chance on this Earth.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, yeah, I find you pretty fascinating, and I look forward to reading your book.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for your call. Appreciate that, too. I'm going to find out in a minute, by the way, where Stephen Fawcett is. He's almost going to make it. He should be back in Salina, Kansas, on Thursday. And that's already this morning, so he's flying like crazy. You've been tracking him, the solo flight at all, Brooks?
He does the most fascinating things.
He sure does. I remember in St. Louis, his command center for his balloon flight was at Washington University, and I got to know those guys, and I think a few of them are still working with him out of the university in Kansas in Salina. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This is Justin in Wasilla, Alaska.
Yeah.
First of all, Dr. Agnew, I'd like to thank you for that comment about the revolution of the human consciousness. I've can feel it in myself, and I can clearly see the way that things ought to be, and it's extremely frustrating that the rest of humanity doesn't share my views and that I have to live this life the way I do. My question for you was, I had seen a documentary on crop circles, and in this documentary they had shown the pictures of a few crop circles to a couple old Hopi Indians, and when they saw it, they said the expressions on their face just went blank, terrified, and said, it kind of signifies the end. And I was wondering if you had come across any connection between crop circles and the 2012 Mayan calendar.
As a matter of fact, a lot of those studies are going to be in the next book. It was one of the things that we left out of this book. It just seemed like an aside to what we wanted to say with this book. That being said, I am extremely interested in the research of people like Linda Moulton Howe and others that do legitimate cataloging and examination of crop circles. Of course, there are hoaxes. We see that. But there's also inexplicable evidence of some other kind of form of bending these crops over and making these patterns. And some of the patterns are quite elaborate. I don't understand them, but the fact that they're appearing and how they appear, and they appear everywhere, and they seem to have some kind of language, and it's evidence of this trans-dimensional appearing and then disappearing, that we don't necessarily have to have an army of aliens, as it were, come to the ground and stomp all this corn down or all this wheat down and then disappear. These kinds of things, although they may take days to do, because of their ability to slip in and out of dimensions, they can get a lot of work done in a short amount of time.
Let's go to our wild card line. It's your turn. You're on with Dr. Brooks Agnew. Hi there.
Hello, yes. This is Kevin Mock in Auburn, Indiana.
Hello, Kevin.
I'm listening to you on 1190 WoWo.
Sure.
Yeah, I had a couple of comments.
Sure.
I told you, call screener, it was about the Bible and having to do with the event of 2012. One of the things is, are you familiar with the Book of Revelations and how the Bible predicts from John's Revelation how our end times will happen?
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that goes on about the Lord presenting to him, you know, the 7-year tribulation and all that, and then we have our 1,000 years of peace. Well, we're having this year 2012 event. What exactly does that have to do with us? I mean, what are we supposed to do when that happens? I mean, are we going to continue existence, or are we just going to fade out and be gone or something, or what's going to happen?
That's a good question. This metamorphosis that's going to occur, this changing of the earth from, shall we say, one level of glory to another, or one level of vibration to another, it's going to include us, and there will be some who aren't ready for that, as I mentioned before, cryptically. Those that are asleep, those that are awake, are already being prepared. They already feel that something's getting ready to happen, and they're already dividing themselves away from the darker side of human tendencies, and they're gravitating more toward the creator side of the tendencies. It really doesn't matter what religion you belong to or what church you go to, although some churches have more truth in them than others. Obviously, some churches were anciently built up, or even built up in the medieval times, just to gain power and to control people. So some churches have more truth in them than others. And I implore people to lose their pride and open their curiosity and follow the urge that they have inside of them to seek out truth.